Almost 8,000 homes in Scotland are still without power following Storm Gerrit. These people in Tarland in Aberdeenshire lost electricity late last night.
We've got a gas fire which is doing, giving us warm, and a little gas stove which gave us a hot meal last night.
A lot of people have generators and they've been offering to charge phones, and if anybody needs anything, it's a community spirit.
A teenager is one of two people charged with murdering a man on Christmas Day in Nottingham. Rhys Connor, who was 29, was stabbed in Wooderton on Monday evening. 23-year-old Keaton Adlam Morgan and a 17-year-old boy are due in court today. A jab which could keep thousands of babies out of hospital each year is being described as a game changer. The seasonal viral infection RSV affects 90% of under twos. Professor Nina Modi is from Imperial College London.
In the majority of cases, the symptoms are like those of a common cold, but it can go deep down into the lungs. It can cause severe respiratory illness, leading to particularly the very young and the elderly being admitted to hospital, and in some cases leading to deaths as well.
Scientists have found a single shot of an antibody treatment could reduce hospital admissions by more than 80%. Benjamin Zephaniah's funeral is taking place today. Fans are being asked to plant flowers or trees in memory of the late poet and writer. Three quarters of Britain's fastest growing fraud is committed exclusively from overseas, according to Labour. The party's analysis suggests in the year to June there were more than 400,000 scams involving upfront payments. And dart star Luke Littler suggested he'd celebrate last night's victory at the PDC World Championship with another kebab. The 16-year-old beat Matt Campbell to become the youngest player to reach the fourth round. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
And thank you very much, Nick, for the news update at 2. And now I'm just going to give you a quick weather update.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So the time now is 2 p.m. and at the moment the clouds, or rather the rain, has cleared. It's going to be cloudy until about 5 p.m. and then we're going to see a bit more rain from 5 to 6 till 7, and then it will clear by just after 7, by 8 o'clock. By 8 it will be cleared. Humidity is 83%. Visibility is good. Temperature feels like about 8 degrees out there. It is 11 degrees at the moment with gusty winds throughout the day. But as I say, this afternoon will be variable cloud, bright intervals with scattered blustery showers, becoming heavier and more frequent later, and very windy with gales. Tonight we'll see any remaining clouds and showers move off to the east early. It will then be drier overnight with clear spells developing. Winds diminishing somewhat, but still breezy. And tomorrow, we'll see a largely bright day, albeit breezy for many. The odd light shower or spell of rain may move in from the north and west during the day too. And the outlook for Saturday to Monday, Saturday will turn increasingly windy and cloudy, with a few spells of rain moving in from the west at times. New Year's Eve, we'll see frequent bright spells in areas of variable cloud, mostly dry, but a few showers are possible in places. Calmer and brighter to start on New Year's Day, with a chance for cloudier and wetter conditions later in places. And that is your weather update for today.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
I met a man when I was out, oh, and his eyes are such a different shade of brown. I liked his vibes, I took his number before I left. All night long he was on my mind, so I sent him a text that said, call me, I was thinking we should spend some time, hey. Don't play no game with me, honey, cause I'm working only one day to Friday. Let's think of the week, okay?
Can't buy you bags, girl, you are the bag. It should hang you up, you're an artifact. You're my sweeter love, that's a heart attack. You gon' make me turn that thing into a water tap. Drip, drip. London boy, I'm on my slip rick. I like my chick tick, galley wonder if I got her. Maybe save it for the group chat. Still take the route back. Cause girl, you just rebuke that, amen.
Girl, I'm hoping we can stay friends. Tryna see a bigger picture through the same lens. What you know, Ray? Yeah, man, we're from the same ends. Pretty woman getting money, yeah, it makes sense. I ain't always there, but I'm always on time. This little light of mine, girl, you gotta shine. I ain't tryna queue, there's a really long line. Let me fast track through to your mind. I check it out. Some fire picture and us and this. Chatting, but they don't know the half of it. These make you laugh a bit. The way I beat that up, it's like you started it. You got that cloud nine, it's like I charted it. You're mashing up my heart a bit, girl, I don't want no part of it. You should sell a bad got a kid. You can tease these or two. You gon' make a real put a ring on you. Girl, I throw it down when I put that thing on you. Maybe on the weekend I bring some dinner through. Monday to Friday, I know it gets peak. Truth say I do run a city that's a deep. I'ma come true at the end of the week. Turn a real good girl to a freak, big man. Yo, it's Monday, alright.
No, Monday I can't.
Alright, Tuesday I slide.
No, Tuesday is hard.
What is Wednesday cool?
Wednesday I work late.
I was thinking about it.
How about a Thursday day?
Thursday's tap.
It's Friday, a vibe.
Alright, Friday we're live.
All the weekend will be just fine. Thinking about the time we will be all
right, so that one there was Stormzy with The Weeknd. So I hope you enjoyed that one. And I do like to do the horoscopes just after 2 o'clock. So if you are interested to hear your horoscopes or just for a bit of entertainment, that's all it is. As I say, no intention for you to follow this as though that your life depends on it. But I always find it quite, I'm curious about this, what's said in the stars about us today. So I'll get through this in just a sec. Okay, so we're looking at today's horoscopes. And we'll start with my star sign, which is Aries. Aries, putting pressure on yourself, it might not help you. Even if you have the best of intentions, the present lineup suggests things may not pan out as you hoped, and it can be partly due to unforeseen events. It's also possible you won't feel at your most vital either, due to a draining Mars-Neptune tie. Need a rest? Just take it, and you'll soon get your energy back. Taurus, with a radiant sun aligning with philosophical Jupiter, it should be easy to bring awkward difference of opinion to a close. A slight issue may be Mercury and Mars angles with muddled Neptune, which could cause confusion. If you need to talk matters over or negotiate, make sure everyone understands what's going on, otherwise you might not get nowhere at all. Gemini, the more you try to follow through on a detailed plan, the less others are likely to comply. In the end, going with the flow could be your best bet, as happenings and events you hadn't envisaged may snarl up your current schedule. If you find yourself getting nowhere, plug into events that lift you up. An inspiring book or brilliant movie can leave you in a better mood. Cancer, ready to seize an offer? The present lineup suggests examining thoroughly. Cancer, it's also possible that your progress will be mired by too much red tape. Worse, no one seems to know what's going on, so it might take a while to find out. Focus on what is working for you and try to relax. In a few days, things may be so much easier to resolve and you'll know where you are. Leo, you could find the days ahead excellent for reading books that boost your spirit and enhance motivation, and watching movies that encourage you to have faith in your abilities or fulfill your potential can inspire you to aim higher. As fiery Mars angles towards aqueous Neptune, be sure to read the small print before you commit to buy anything that involves spending a lot of money. Virgo, with Mercury and feisty Mars linking to Neptune in your sector of relating, it could be difficult to understand where someone is coming from. If they seem in a changeable and unreliable mood, this won't help if you need their cooperation. Leave them to make their own arrangements. Instead, make use of an upbeat aspect to enjoy your day and do as you please. Don't wait around. Libra, with a nebulous connection showing, misunderstandings are possible, and if an opportunity seems too good to be true, consider that it may be. You could be prepared to believe the best about someone, even though your instincts are sounding a warning. Trust that feeling and sidestep anything that doesn't feel quite right. You can do without any extra hassle right now. Scorpio, you could find yourself walking on eggshells, even though it might be better if you were to openly share your thoughts. Consider making a gentle start, as doing so can get things moving. Your willingness to be honest might pave the way for another to be open about what is really going on with them. And by speaking your mind, this whole matter could be resolved very fast. Sagittarius, your mind can be spinning with ideas and plans, but for now, you might not have the energy to make a start. Instead, you may prefer to indulge a creative hobby or take time out to completely unwind and watch the world go by. Perhaps some pampering and self-care is also something you could enjoy. If you're suffering from festive tiredness, give yourself a chance to reset. Capricorn, you may need to go backwards to go forwards, especially if some things haven't been making sense lately. A confusing issue could come to a head, but trying to untangle it under the current nebulous sky might make things worse. It's very easy for those involved to misunderstand you and each other. Wait a few days, as by then it can all make a lot more sense. Aquarius, you could mislay something that's important to you, so take extra care of your belongings, especially your cards, wallets or keys. If you're going out, keep an eye on them and be aware of where you've put them after each use. If you're watchful and alert, you'll be fine. However, the sun in a private zone suggests you might prefer a small gathering to anything too boisterous. Pisces, need to make a decision? Take your time, as key planets angle toward Neptune and it can be difficult to get a grasp of the whole situation. Other people may have a slanted perspective, so don't ask for their advice. Instead, be patient, as in a couple of days, things will become so much clearer. And if you're asked to an event, it is worthwhile going. Opportunities are around. So that's your daily horoscopes. Do send me a message if you think anything that I spoke about there resonates with you. You can always email me, SiobhanPhoenixFM@gmail.com. I think that's my email address. SiobhanPhoenixFM@gmail.com. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. Siobhan, spelled S-I-O-B-H-A-N. Anyway, it's coming up for 2:15, so quick, last show of the year. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. And I'll be back in just a few moments with some more music for you.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website uknA.org. take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
No get your knee shot if no be Christmas. Them a fair chop on me, I get a Jazeera. Drop all in my grease, make up the way to 5 days. I want to make it tiny. No babe, oh my palori, malo shagidi. I get it cut, oh line, no libi. Para para pro max. Laker the money, no the shoe can't take pockets. Focus, take a sala no boss. Boss ka sala no cost. Eje ka madulo. I'm a love and try to teach you love. If you get money, show love. Push it, thank you so much.
Give me dinner, wake up, I stop drinking, babe. Tequila don't dare hit me for liver. It's like a indica, it's sativa. Anytime that I smoke, this girl's been looking like wife materials. Is it this or that? If I seek, I'll find how I feel inside. I won't let you know I am super high. I can feel my eyes. They say love is dying, but I can't see you. Oh, yeah, the contest, the contest.
And that one there, Omalay with Holy Ghost. Quite a sort of religious kind of feel to that one. I thought for Christmas time, I think it kind of works quite well. Some of you, as I mentioned, may well have not been with your family for Christmas, but Hugh Grant was also not with his family at Christmas, which is really nice. I love these sort of things that they organise. There was a event down in Fulham, though. It's an annual big H&F Christmas Day lunch, and he put in a shift to bring out food to 500 attendees at the event in Hammersmith's Novotel Hotel, who would have otherwise been on their own at Christmas. He was pictured chatting, shaking hands and taking selfies with the borough's older residents, which is really nice, really, really loving thing to do. And I must say, one of the best things I've done at Christmas was volunteering for Crisis, and I'd happily do it again. I think it's difficult now. I've got three small children, and of course I need to be there for them. But when I was single and on my own, I think when you're on your own, it's really a great thing if you can, instead of wallowing in your own kind of self-pity, to actually go out there and be there for others. And you'll see that you're not alone. You know, there's so many other people out there that could do with support, company, and even, you know, those that literally don't have a roof over their head every other day. But it's so nice at Christmas. If only we could carry that kind of sort of compassion throughout the year, you know, setting up these things more regularly so that people can feel more included in society. I think that there's still work to be done with that, because once a year is not really nearly enough, is it, for someone who may be under, you know, such extreme conditions to not be getting that sort of support. You know, even just like a Sunday dinner, you know, like we have our roast dinner every single Sunday. I'm sure that's something that those that are without a home, without family, must really miss, even things as simple as that perhaps we might take for granted, you know, just having our Sunday roast. But, you know, it's Christmas dinner. But even if it were, I don't know, once a month on a Sunday, that people knew that they could go somewhere and sit there and be part of a community, you know, I think we all kind of look for that feeling of being part of something, of some community of some kind. And that's why, you know, people join different groups for various different causes and different hobbies and things, because we as humans, we like to feel part of a community, don't we? And I'm proud to be part of the local Brentwood community by being a volunteer on this station. And I intend to do more voluntary work next year, hoping that I can make more time for that, because I think it is really rewarding. And it's time now for, it's 25 past two, which means that it is time for a little travel update.
FM Travel News.
So the M11 southbound, there's one lane closed due to a vehicle fire between junction 10, A505, and junction 9, A11. I hope everyone is okay. And then we have Braintree. Very slow moving traffic around Braintree Village Shopping Centre at the moment. Wonder why? Probably because of sales. Braintree, slow moving traffic on the A120 East between B1256 and Galleys Roundabout Corner. And then we also have Raleigh, slow moving traffic on Crown Hill toward the High Street. And slow moving traffic on the High Street northbound between the Raleigh Ware Interchange and A127 and Crown Hill. And the A12 London bound, slow moving traffic between Junction 28 and Junction 25. The A120 Braintree is also slow moving traffic southbound between Marks Farm Roundabout and Galleys Roundabout. Chelmsford Parkway eastbound, slow moving traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road South. Chelmsford, also slow moving traffic on the Baddow Bypass toward the Army and Navy Roundabout. Slow moving traffic between Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road. And slow moving traffic on Baddow Road toward the Army and Navy Roundabout. And that's the B1009. Part as well as the A114. And that is your travel update for 25 past two. So just half an hour left of my show. Hope you've enjoyed the last show of the year. Hope you've enjoyed my shows in general for this year. As I say, it's marking my 1 year anniversary being with the Phoenix FM family, and I've loved every show that I've done. As I say, next year, definitely planning to have more guests on. And if you would like to be a guest yourself, send me an email, siobhanphoenixfm@gmail.com, and I'll see if I can book you in. So, going to play you a new track by Tyler. This just came out this month. It's called Truth or Dare.
Hold on. Did you say you're on your way? Why now? When you just went MIA. Message received. Oh, now you want me back. I know the procedure. Trying to come to my place. Turn around. It's too far away.
Come
loving that track. That's a new one from Tyler, Truth or Dare. Now, I don't know where you've been if you have not heard the other Tyler track, which has been huge track this year, called Water. It's literally just gone absolutely viral. She had the song to it as well. The dance to it, rather, that went viral. I couldn't do it. I don't think anyone really can. I don't know how this girl moves her body literally like water, but it's amazing. So here it is, Tyler, Water.
Make me swim. So show me that you understand. I like it. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body. If I give you my time, can you snatch my soul from it? I don't wanna wait. I'm taking, take me where I ain't been before. Can you blow my mind? Set off my whole body, whole body.
So that one there was Tyler with Water, and yeah, that was literally one of the biggest tracks of this year, including the dance that went totally viral with lots of us trying to attempt to emulate Tyler, but I don't know if anyone was actually able to. You'd have to look on TikTok, I suppose, to see. I didn't give it a try. I don't think I'd be successful in... I can move my hips, you know, don't get me wrong. But yeah, this girl, she's like, literally like water. It's as if to say she's got no sort of bones. It's just like free flowing, just, yeah, really clever. Anyway, good, big things to come for that young lady. She's only 21 and from South Africa. So it's nice she's putting South Africa on the map, because there's no real big pop stars, really, that are South African that we know of. I was saying to my partner earlier, like... Black Coffee is, I think he's originally from South Africa. He's a DJ, but I mean, he's super cool. He's super, super cool. And I found myself watching some of his videos, because there's basically like if you go on YouTube, you can see him playing his sets out and stuff, and he's just amazing. I've just having a quick look to see if I've actually got my black coffee on here, but I haven't, which is surprising because Superman is like such a huge tune. But see, Drake did the remix kind of that track, and I wonder what one this is. I'm not going to risk it. There is a Superman track in here, but it's probably the Superman theme tune, and it's just going to totally mess up my whole vibe here. So yeah, this is kind of my show today, is pretty much just to give you a taste of the type of music that I listen to and that I really love. And I think it's slightly different than a lot of the other shows that's on the station. This isn't really a genre that other presenters on the station plays it as much. As I say, I originally had the R&B show on a Tuesday night, moved it to today, so I'm happy to be spreading some R&B music in the day, because it might not be what you're used to listening to on this station. And yeah, if you like it, give me a follow on Instagram, message me, let me know if you're listening. Would love to hear from you. So I'm going to play you another track now. This one is by an artist called Rima, and just to say as well, all of these tracks I've been playing today have all been released this year, so it's totally 2023 sounds. This one was released in October this year, and it's called Don't Leave.
London.
Another banger.
Bad man rub on a body when I'm loving her. Bad man kill for me, baby, me not kid you not. My girl tell me say she need my Tina Raja that. Her friends wanna love that my baby got. The type of loving that I give it unconditional. The way me call her be my baby like a criminal. I took her from a pussy nigga who's not worthy, yeah. She love me, yeah, because I keep it pee-pee. She love me, anytime we say she never quickie. Bouncy body, body, bouncy body. Me I take her to the balcony, I'm getting a letter greedy, greedy. She washing up a bowl of young sneaky. Stroke on a pussy, she a cry, baby, yeah. Bye, sis, give me piece of your pie, baby, yeah. Time to live, would you say bye to me, yeah. Don't leave, don't leave. She said don't leave, yeah. She said Remy, I don't mean to be mean. You always also love me. Take one for that team. She sees it on my his new level tease. She don't want to share my body with no other girl. She's on some Jolene. She no forget enough of my loving. She no forget enough of my loving. My loving, my loving, my loving. Why you going to keep it bad? Me go run, I'm on a low, I don't tell daddy. Me go spray money like a big allergy. Cool loose. Get your body, they don't cool loose. Yeah, no be able to move. Oh yeah, me let no. She love me, yeah, because I keep it pee-pee. She love me, anytime we say she never quickie. Bouncy body, body, bouncy body. Me, I take her to the balcony, I'm just a little greedy, greedy. She washing up a bowl of yam sneaky. Stroke on a pussy, she a cry, baby, yeah. Bite the skin, baby, set your pie, baby, yeah. Time to live, would you say bye to me, yeah. Don't leave, don't leave. She say don't leave, yeah. She say Remy, I mean to me, me. Always also love for the green. Take one for the team. She's in all my keys. New level D's. She don't want share my body with no other girl. She's on some Jolene. Don't leave. Don't leave. She say don't leave, yeah. She say Remy, I don't mean to be mean. Always also love for the green. Take one for the team. She's in all my keys. New level D's. She don't want share my body with no other girl. She's on some Jolene. She no be getting enough of my loving. She no be getting enough of my loving. My loving, my loving, my loving.
And that one there, Rima with Don't Leave. So that was a real Afrobeat sound there. And just another 20 minutes left of the show. It's gone really quick, actually, considering I'm here by myself, no guest, and yeah, just enjoying playing the music. So another big track this year, which was also one that kind of went viral on TikTok. Lots of people trying to do the dance. Remember Alison and Dermot from This Morning doing it. They did a really good version of it, actually. And to be fair, I commented on it. I was like, Dermot understood the assignment. And to this day, I think I commented that about 6 months ago. But every day I get people liking and commenting on that comment that I left under Dermot O'Leary's post doing this dance. So here it is. It's Davido with Unavailable featuring Musa Keys.
Initiating rage process.
I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable. They know they see me. I'm unavailable. My matter, sorry, I'm only human. So make nobody bad out. Say I carry woman. She na man way I for carry. Call the rumors. I be dead when I talk, say I be pastor. Yeah, yeah, if you know you think I walk, if it's not.
Try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
This is my decision.
I don't think you listen. You listen. I don't think you listen. For me to come out, it must mean I'm a teacher. It must mean I'm not the same. It must mean I'm on your case. For me to come out, it means that I'm not teacher. I want to show you my world.
There, Thames with Me and You. Been a big year for Thames as well. She's really one of the real up and coming, well, not even up and coming, she's really flying the flag for Afrobeats music worldwide, and very humble, very calm, but yeah, very spiritual, her music as well. Like, there's a real lot of soul and just like a lot of connection that you feel with her music when you listen to it. It's very, very, very spiritual, I find. So, yeah, hope you've enjoyed the selection that I've picked for you today. As I say, my favourite tracks from 2023, rather. I'm jumping the gun, like 2024. Don't know what music's going to come next year, but there's, you know, there's been some real good tracks coming out this year. And as I say, and definitely Afrobeats has been really emerging as more of a mainstream genre of music, which is really exciting, because it's nice that we get to, you know, for pop music, really mainly we're just seeing the UK and America, but it's nice to kind of put Africa on the map with that, and to include the music from other parts of the world that's, you know, still in English, but just bringing that different flavour and the different sounds. And I love the use of the instruments that they use, a lot of drums, and I just think it really kind of connects to your soul. So yeah, I love it. Just 10 more minutes left. Jo is in the studio now. She's doing a live show too, which is great. And gonna be, oh wait, where are you? She's in the corner. Doing the Drive Time show from 3 till 6. Have you got Michelle? Sorry, Jo, putting you on the spot. Have you got Michelle coming in today as well, or is she off this week?
Yeah, no, Michelle's in a little bit earlier today. But she's going for her best bits of 2023, so
going to
have a bit,
yeah,
of fun. Yeah, she was here last week.
Yeah, saw
took
her
over
last
the Christmas
week.
Show.
Yeah, as I was coming out, you
that's
were
right.
both coming in. Yeah, lovely.
Filled ourselves up with cheese. We did that whole last Thursday.
Oh,
so,
you bought some
yeah.
cheese in.
Too much cheese.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. So you ran out too quickly, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Do you know, I haven't had any cheese over Christmas.
That's why you look so fresh.
No, because normally I do. I love to have a lot of cheese board, but I didn't. I don't know why I haven't had any this time.
I don't know. You're looking at me as if it's my fault. Siobhan.
I know. I'm just what happened? What went wrong? Why have I not had any cheese?
Well, you've got New Year. You can do it over New Year,
There's
right?
That book called Who Moved My Cheese? Have you heard about that book?
Go on.
Yeah, no, it's a very good self-help book, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, literally, it's just called Who Moved My Cheese?
All right.
Yeah, just made me think of that.
All right, I might have to have a look, see what that's about.
I was thinking, who moved my cheese? Nobody moved it, I just didn't have it.
Yeah, I know. So you can't blame anybody but yourself, that's the thing.
That's You're looking to blame someone.
Oh, no, it's all on you.
It's Colin. It's got to be Colin.
Is it Colin? I see, he's not here. Blame him. Yeah, totally.
Brilliant. Well, we look forward to... I'm going to try and listen in to your show as I'm walking home. I'm going to walk home today, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a nice day. It's not raining, is it?
It's stopped raining. I've done the weather. Apparently, we've got another 2 hours of no rain.
That's all right, yeah.
And then we're out in Chelmsford tonight. Do you know the Enchanted...
Oh, you're right out?
The Enchanted... No, no. Oh. You know the Enchanted light thing?
I've heard about it, yeah.
It's very cute, but we've got it and I've seen that it's going to be raining.
Oh.
It's walking... It's a trail. It's a light trail at Highlands Park. It's
great
lovely.
Place for the kids to go.
Yeah, if it's not thunder and cats and dogs.
Take your brollies, it'll be fine. Well, if it's raining cats and dogs, the kids will love it. But yeah, if it's raining, not so much.
Really, it's always us. They happily still want to go in the park when it's raining.
Yeah, right. Just put their wellies on their wellies.
Yeah, you're right. All right, lovely. Well, I'm going to play you a couple more tracks now, guys, before I shoot off for the last show of 2023. The grand finale. And this year, one of the big films this year, although I was a little bit kind of like, was the Barbie movie. I tried not to get into the hype of it. I was almost anti-Barbie movie, to be honest. I was just like, oh, why is everyone dressing up as Barbie and pretending to be Barbie? Oh, it's getting on my nerves. Because there was a lot of that going on as well this year. Like, everyone was kind of like, oh, this is me and my... Barbie filter, Barbie, and I was just like, yeah, okay, do we all need to try and be Barbie? Not really. But then, you know, I ended up watching it because my friend talked me around to it, and it was all right. Again, I'm not a raving fan, I'll be honest. But there was some good music. Dua Lipa had a track there, which was Dance the Night, from Barbie the album. Yes, there was an album. Of course there was. I didn't go out and buy it, but there was some good music on there. So this is a track from that, and we couldn't have escaped Barbie movie. Where were if you were living under a rock? That's the only way you would have known there was a Barbie movie. And here it is.
Baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance.
And there it was, bringing you back to the Barbie mood that we were all in. Well, apart from me, earlier this year. So one last track from me. And as I say, my favourite album I selected for the Brentwood Gazette, I think we were in. Was that right, Joe? Yeah. I haven't picked it up, actually. I haven't seen it. Have you seen the spread? No, because we're all in it, aren't we, with our favourite song and album. And mine was Georgia Smith's album. Yep. So I'm going to play you one song, because I remember I went through a little phase this year where I was doing a little dance in my chair, and I was going on Instagram Live and I was doing dances and I was kind of, you know, I've kind of lost my grip of it, I think, a bit. But this was one of the songs that started it off. So I thought, I'll play this one just to remind me of the summertime when I was dancing about in the chair here. It's just when it got winter, I just lost that enthusiasm, you know. That's what happens, isn't it? But when it gets, the sun comes out again, you know, I might start, you might even see me shake me bum in the background. I might even get off the chair. Right? So there we go. So this one is Georgia Smith with Little Things. And it's the last one for me. Thank you for listening to me, 2023. Hope you stay tuned in for 2024. It's been a pleasure to be here. As I say, it's been my, marks my first year now on the station this month, I believe. And it's kind of flown by and it's been really good fun. And I'm just hoping 2024, I'm going to have an even better show for you every week with more guests, more organisation and more structure. That's my plan. So here it is. Last one for me, and Happy New Year in advance. I will be back in 2024. And hand you over to Joe now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.